Hello, everyone. Welcome back to my podcast. This is your host, Robert Hutchins, and it is Tuesday, October 16th, 2018. Been a little while since I last did a podcast. I had done one, and then shortly thereafter, I have something called Meniere's disease, and it may not only makes me have vertigo, but also will sustain some hearing loss. And late, like before, I'd have it and my hearing would be off for a couple months and then go back to normal. Well, this time not so lucky. Hearing has been bad for at least 10 months. So I ended up having to get hearing aids, but it was virtually impossible to hear myself, hear other people, affected my job. So anyway, I've been not doing anything and decided to go ahead and start back up. So I'm going to try to get this back on a where I'm doing weekly podcasts, and that way y'all can have something to listen to. So today I was going to tell you a little bit about what I do for a living and how I got started doing that. Some of you may find it interesting. Hopefully you do. Feel free to ask questions and comments or shoot me an email at rahutchins01@gmail.com. But anyway, I started about 1990-1991. I worked for a shrimp company, and part of my job was dealing with claims, and this is just solely on the boats, and those guys, all the crew on the boats, were called Jones Act seamen. And if they got hurt, you know, they'd fill out an accident report, and I'd deal with the doctors, get them in for treatment and whatnot, and then I would end up reporting it to the carrier, or once we were self-insured, end up reporting it to the third-party administrator, and they'd investigate and work it from cradle to grave, which is open to settlement, and really piqued my interest. And in the meantime, I ended up getting my degree in criminal justice, and so the investigation was really interesting to me. And so I did that. And back in 99, I guess it was, I got laid off. And the third party administrator that used to handle our claims offered me a position. And so I went to work from them, and I had to learn everything from basically step one. I had never taken a statement, never done an investigation myself, never negotiated settlements. And so anyway, I started doing that, and that's primarily what I handled at that company, was purely Jones Act stuff. And it was pretty cool. I got to go on some offshore drilling rigs out in the Gulf of Mexico, and ended up flying out probably four or five times and going on crew boats a bunch, probably a 15 or 20 times. But that was cool. I did have a scary moment one time. I was about 2.5 hours offshore, which is about 40, 45 miles, I believe. And the crew boat, they back up to rig, and they drop down what's called a Billy Pugh basket. And you basically get on the outer ring of this thing, hold on to the netting, and they raise you up 150, 200 feet to the deck of the rig. And that was pretty interesting. I did that a couple of times. A bunch of them I went to were barge rigs, and it was basically they're on a barge, and you just step off the back of the crew boat, and you're on the rig. So it wasn't above the water. It actually, the main part of it sat in the water on a barge. So that was pretty cool. And after that, I got out of that because I was just totally burned out. And I had a lot of call outs where I'd have to go pick people up at the dock or meet them at the hospital and get a statement, deal with the drug screen, approve the medical, you know, all that. And I was on call maybe 3 out of 4 weekends a month, 3 out of 4 weeks a month, because we also handled them during the week and then had our desk to worry about, and it just got old. I wasn't really learning or anything, and I left and I actually started out my own call-out business, and I didn't get enough work to sustain myself just because people were not working in the area I was in. And so, but that was cool because I was able to charge an hourly rate, and I got the whole amount. So I didn't, it wasn't just working extra for a salary. And that was pretty cool. And one of the companies I worked for, they had an adjuster quit in 2007, and they called me, want me to fill in, and that turned into full time for a while. But that's how I started really getting involved in Texas state ag claims. And it's completely different. I mean, now it's basically get a new claim, make 3-point contacts between the claimant, the doctor, and the employer. And then, do an investigation. If it's compensable, if they're off work, you initiate benefits and get to calculate all that. It's kind of everything's pretty much you handle it the same way, but it changes. Like my daily activities change. It's not redundant and old and boring. I mean, every claim is different. Every claimant is different. Every insured is different. But anyway, so yeah, it's pretty cool. I handled Longshore for a couple of years, and I didn't really care for that at all. It was not my cup of tea. So anyway, but yeah, that's pretty much what I do. I mean, that's my day job. We have special needs kids, so my wife stays home primarily to take care of my youngest son because we homeschool him, and so she doesn't work. So that's our bread and butter is my job, and then hopefully I can turn this and monetize my podcast, and I'd eventually like to get into making YouTube videos and just get it rocking and rolling from there. So, as far as the show goes, I plan on trying to, post at least once a week, maybe twice a week or more. Talk about insurance industry, talk about special needs, talk about whatever. Whatever. And if you'd like to hear me talk about a certain topic, feel free to let me know, and I will be more than happy to do so. But yeah, I've been wanting to do this for a while, and now that I have my hearing aids, even though my hearing is still not perfect, I feel like I can do this, and it won't be frustrating because I can actually hear myself talk and think and everything else. So I will see you. I will talk to y'all again later this week. I may do a podcast like Friday night or Saturday. So if you want to, I actually have a calendar on my website now. www.ra as in Apple Hutchins.com. And I have it's under schedule, and I'll put the days I plan on talking about or putting out a podcast. I'll put it on there and put out what I plan on talking about that day. So if you'd like to tune in, just check that schedule out, or check in this weekend and see what I have going on. Thanks a lot. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. And I will talk to y'all next time.